Why do cheaters often accuse you of cheating first? It's a very confusing thing that happens. The person who cheated was accusing you of cheating prior to ever finding out. And it creates a very specific kind of pain and slap to the face, because it's not just that they betrayed you and betrayed your trust, but they put you on the back foot. They made you defend yourself for the very thing that they were doing. They made you justify your character, justify your value that you brought to the relationship. They made you try to prove your loyalty when theirs was the one that should have been in question. And it's incredibly disorienting because you may have been in the role of trying to prove yourself to them, trying to find different ways to convince them that you're going to reassure them of their insecurities. You might have been doing all of those steps that typically the betrayed partner tries to do of being extra transparent, sharing locations, explaining who you were with, when you didn't even do anything wrong and when they should have been doing it. And it can mess with your ability to trust yourself. You might start to wonder, like, how did I even get pulled into this dynamic where I'm defending myself? How did I not see this? Why was I trying so hard to convince them that I was loyal when they were the one betraying me? So why in the world does this even happen in the first place? A lot of the time it's projection. If someone knows deep down that they're capable of cheating, lying, hiding things, or crossing lines, then they may start just seeing everyone else through that same lens. People often assume that others are more like them than they actually are. So if betrayal exists inside their world, they may assume that it exists inside yours too. And so deep down, one person might be thinking, I would never do that. And it's true for them. And then the other person might be thinking deep down, everybody is capable of this. Everyone hides things. Everyone has secrets. And that's true for them. Like, those are just two separate worlds that they're living in. And depending on the person, that projection might genuinely feel real. They might actually be suspicious of you. Projection doesn't mean that it's fake necessarily. It could be their guilt and secrecy and fear that is starting to ooze out in weird ways, where instead of facing those feelings themselves, the fact that they're transgressing their own conscience, they're projecting it out on you. Other times it's more of a justification. They know deep down somewhere that it's likely not true, but they convince themselves that you must be cheating. Then that makes their own cheating feel less wrong. So the story they're playing in their head is, well, they're probably doing something too, and they convince themselves of that to give themselves an out to do the same thing. But it's not the same thing because you weren't doing it. Other times, though, it is intentional manipulation, because if they accuse you first, you're less likely to look at them. You're less likely to notice their behaviors. You're less likely to notice how they're actually coming home late and have weird friendships that are getting too personal. But because you're on the back foot and you're busy defending yourself, you don't have the time or energy to notice what they're doing. And it can also intentionally be done to just muddy the waters, so that if you do eventually have a suspicion, then it's like it's a bunch of he said, she said of, oh yeah, we've both been suspicious of each other. That's a problem. We have trust issues as a couple. It's like they're intentionally trying to make the whole situation murky. As far as practical advice goes, the first thing that I recommend is to stop assuming that their accusation comes from the same place that yours would. If you accused someone, you would likely do so because you had real evidence or a real fear. But just recognize logically that their accusation might be coming from a different place. It might be coming from guilt, projection, avoidance, justification, or trying to manipulate you. Also, you might need to accept that some people live in very different worlds. They might have a very loose moral framework they live by. They might be highly avoidant of shame. They might be so disconnected from their own guilt that they put it on you. Or like I said, they might intentionally be manipulating you. Either way, this is about them and not you. Their accusation does not mean that you are actually acting suspicious, or that you're somehow responsible for the betrayal, or that you gave them some reason to go ahead and do it. It might all be a sign of what was going on inside of them. And I do think that if the relationship is going to repair, they do have to come to terms with how messed up this part of it is. The cheating is one wound, but making you defend yourself while they were cheating is a separate wound on top of that. And they need to take accountability for both. They would need to be able to say, I see how damaging that was. I put you in a position where you were trying to prove your loyalty while I was violating yours. I see how unfair and confusing that was. Then they need to also be able to explain why they did it, whether it was to manipulate or whether it was out of projection. If they're minimizing it or blaming you or saying, I was just insecure, and then using that to kind of shut the whole conversation down, then the repair work is, at least right now, pretty shallow. And if you've left the relationship, you're moving on. The biggest thing that I'd say for any relationship moving forward, whether it is romantic or not, is never find yourself in a position where you're having to prove your worth to someone who's not doing the same for you. The work for you is to notice when you're starting to just give in to that type of frame again. Healthy trust, healthy relationships don't require this dynamic of being put on trial just at the whims of your partner. Definitely, you still want to be a transparent, honest, loving, kind, considerate person, but you don't have to constantly be defending those things if that's who you truly are. Healing does not look like proving your innocence. Healing might look like realizing that you should have never been put on that trial in the first place.